everybody. Welcome to Kavanagh for Everyone. I'm Lorraine Morgan. I'm one of the founder members of the Order of the White Lion. The Order of the White Lion is a teaching site that focuses on all aspects of spiritual and physical life. If you want to have a look at our website, you'll find it packed full of information on all sorts of aspects of spirituality, including astrology, karma, archangels, Kabbalah, healing, chakras, meditation. There's lots and lots of information. You'll find, if you go onto YouTube, you'll find our videos on the different meditations that are available, introductory videos to the different Sapphira on the Tree of Life. For those of you that aren't familiar with the Tree of Life, this is what it looks like. Okay, this is what gets me so excited. I started learning about Kabbalah and the Tree of Life many, many years ago, about 30 years ago, quite by accident. I wasn't looking for anything spiritual. I was just looking for something to do, actually, just an interest. I started off learning astrology, and then it developed, and I started studying all of this in the Kabbalistic and Mystery School of Mart. So that was many, many years ago. I stayed there for about 15 years and I was also a teacher there. And then it evolved into the Order of the White Lion with a view of being able to reach far more people, which is what we've been trying to do. What is so wonderful about the Tree of Life, and why after 30 years has it still captured my interest, and why is it that I still feel that it's really, really important that people know what it is and how they can use it in their everyday life? And what it's for. The teachings are ancient. It's nothing new. It's been around for a very, very long time. But by the same token, although the teachings are very ancient, they're also really, really relevant to modern life. So I started learning about astrology, and then gradually I was introduced into Kabbalah and the Tree of Life. And the focus of the Order of the White Lion is very much on the practical side of things. From a personal perspective, I don't see any point whatsoever in any kind of spiritual study unless you can put it into practice in everyday life. So the Kabbalah is a massive subject. There's loads and loads to it, but it is also beautifully simple. So don't be put off by the volume of information that's associated and attached to Kabbalah. Because if you break it down into bite-sized chunks, you'll find that it's really, really simple to follow. And it's incredibly useful in your everyday life. So the Tree of Life is what we use as a tool to help us understand the teachings. And it's about understanding how spiritual energy comes down into manifestation. It's about bringing spirit into manifestation, and the whole process around it, how it all began. And the aim is for us as individuals living on the earth plane is to help us to find our way back to the source of creation. So first of all, we understand how it all came into being, and how we ended up in physical manifestation on the earth plane. And our job, if you like, is to understand the true nature of who we really are, and to find a way of working our way back to purity and the source of creation. And we do this through mastery over the elements. So the elements play a really big part in all of this: fire, water, earth and air. And it's through understanding how these elements manifest within us, and how we handle these elements, and how much we pull on each of the elements. So we may, for example, be somebody that is works very much on a water level, very, very emotional, or we could be somebody that works on very much on an earthy level, which is to do with stability and endurance and strength. Or, you know, somebody fiery, or very much to do with air in the intellect. So it's understanding how the elements work within us, and also how we gain mastery over these elements to help us on our journey through life. And at the same time, the aim is to understand why we're here and why certain things keep happening to us, which is all linked to our own personal karma. And karma in itself is a massive and, for me, a really, really interesting topic. Karma, you've got four forces of karma. So you've got personal karma, family karma, national karma, racial karma. And when you find out how it all links in, it all becomes really, really exciting. So by studying the Tree of Life and these teachings, which is to say, although they're ancient, they're also really, they're timeless, they're really relevant to everyday life. Through understanding and working with these teachings, we can get a better handle on who we are, what we're all about, why we're here, why it is that certain things keep happening to us, and we can link that to our own personal karma. And also looking at the elements within and finding out how we can balance those elements within and gain mastery over the fire, water, earth and air within us. As I say, I find the Tree of Life so, so useful in all aspects of life. It's broken down into different areas. And the Order of the White Lion, which is where I'm a founder member of the Order of the White Lion, but I learned all what I know through the School of Mart. And their approach, I mean, there are many, many approaches with Kabbalah and the Tree of Life, and it's not about rights and wrongs. It's whatever works for you. So, and you'll find many different approaches. Our approach is that we started off at the base of the Tree of Life. So this is the Tree of Life, and this is the base of the Tree of Life. And we started off with the area known as Malkuth. It's also known as the kingdom of the physical plane. And what we do is we start off at the bottom, and we get to understand all about what that area is about and how it relates to us on a personal individual level, but also at the same time how it relates to the bigger picture. And then we work our way up through the tree, and I've been studying it now for 30 years, and there's always something to learn, always something new to find out, and it gets me really excited each time I find something new, or even not necessarily finding out anything new, but for how it all links in with everything else, with the bigger spiritual picture. So, say the journey exploring the Tree of Life begins right at the bottom with Malkuth and the kingdom, and then gradually work our way up. So our approach is we focused on these different areas here. Now, these circles are called Sephira individually and Sephiroth plural altogether. Their plural name is Sephiroth. So we look at each individual Sephira, and then once we've done that, we work our way right up to the top, then we go back to the beginning again, and we start to walk what is known as the paths, and the paths are the lines. And again, it expands our understanding, and you can just keep going up and down the Tree of Life. You will find anyway throughout life that you'll be thrown back down to the beginning, to the basics, because we often forget about the basics. We forget about the important things that are going on around us. We get so easily distracted in our day-to-day lives and caught up with stuff that's going on in our day-to-day lives that we can forget what the aim is for us to even study in the first instance. And the aim is to create your ideal life, but also to find your life purpose and be a suitable vehicle for the soul to work through. And ultimately, it's about fulfilling the spiritual desire. So this is just hopefully the beginning of many vlogs that I want to do on introducing people to Kabbalah and the Tree of Life. It starts off very simply, and then gradually it grows and grows. There's also temples. Each of these circles or Sephira have a temple assigned to it, which offers you a beautiful meditation experience. And again, it gives you something to help you focus on what it is that you're trying to focus on. And it helps to prevent energy from dissipating into nothing. And so really, with the Tree of Life, is a really useful tool. As I say, it's like a step-by-step process that helps you to work towards your goals, find out who you are, and start to create a life that is more in tune with the true nature of who you really are. Please take a look at the Order of the White Lion website for more information. You'll find it on the information below. It's www.orderofthewhitelion.com. As I said earlier, you'll find lots of information. There are also illustrations there of the Tree of Life, because there are so many correspondences to the Tree of Life. It corresponds with archangels, with crystals, with spirit guides, what we know as vices and virtues. There are lots and lots of different correspondences. So take a look at the Order of the White Lion website. Have a look at the illustrations to familiarise yourself with the Tree of Life. There, as I say, there is sections on the Tree of Life and on karma and other things. So thank you very much for listening. Please stay tuned for more of these vlogs. As I think of something to talk about, I will just get online and talk about it. If you have any questions, then please email us at the Order of the White Lion. We'll be happy to help answer your questions. We don't know the answers to the universe. Who does? But by working with the Tree of Life, it helps us to importantly understand more about ourselves, how we function as an individual, particularly when we know how the elements within us operate and where we might be pulling too heavily on one element and not enough on another one, because the whole thing is about balance, getting balance in our lives. But I hope that you've enjoyed this little introduction. So please stay tuned, and I'll speak to you again. Thank you very much.